this is called pre-mic chit-chat. We've got to talk at things like the weather. Keep it really boring until the interview starts. That way you don't say something like, you know. And you have to, unless, of course, you're a talented actor. You can just pretend like it was the first time.
Right. I'll just,
like every question you've been asked today.
Yeah.
You know. Weird speed. I hate to be a butt kisser. I hate being a butt kisser, but...
This is starting off on a good note.
Yeah, you were brilliant in every part of this movie. I mean, first of all, I wanted to be this guy's friend.
Yeah.
The romance, the little flirting with the eyes, the friendship with the caddy, the dad complex. I felt everything. You just blew
one. Get out of here.
Out of the ballpark.
Thank you.
I mean, you were just amazing.
Thank
so, do you jump into these roles like this?
I mean, you know, when it's this and it's this big, I mean, this is the biggest sports tale ever told. I mean, this is one of those that nobody ever talks about. You know, and the reality was he was the first Jackie Robinson of sports. He was the first Tiger Woods. I mean, the guy completely reinvented golf. Before him, it was a rich man's hobby. After him, it became a sport.
Yeah.
You know, because after he had won the U.S. Open, and this is another insane statistic is that 92 years after he won it, he's still the youngest to win it. He's still the first U.S. amateur to ever win the U.S. Open.
So why do you think this guy's story hasn't been told before?
I don't know. They should make a movie called Why the Movie The Greatest Game Ever Played Was Never Made.
Exactly.
Because it's insane.
Yeah.
It is one of the most amazing tales ever told. It's just, I guess people have a tendency to forget. You know, and the reality is that Francis was much more than a golfer. This is much more than a golf film, as I'm sure you know. Mm-hmm. This is a movie of risk, of wanting to be loved, of you know, one David versus two Goliaths. He played Harry Vardon, who was the six-time British Open champion, who isn't even the enemy in the film, who actually has more in common with Francis than one can believe, because Francis looked up to this man all his life, grew up across the street from Brookline, where his father was a gardener and had been fired by the same people who were putting on the entire U.S. Open. So when he went to play, his father had this pride issue that was killing him, you know, and Francis goes on to flourish. And it's like when a boy knows a dream and then, you know, then gets his dream, it's like, be careful what you wish for in a way. Because what his dream was, he didn't realize was happening at a time when immigrants needed a hero. You know, 1913, there was an influx of human beings in the United States from other countries. They needed a hero, and Francis became that unknowingly and completely reversed the entire sport. You know, they started making municipal courses, public courses that had never been made. Before, it was all separate country clubs, and then once the public, you know, was able to play, it became a sport.
Now, Bill Paxton did such an amazing job with everything from the shots to everything, but I'm curious, like, how is he as a director? I mean, like, I'm talking about, like, scenes when you were, your character was in the shop and he had, like, a little bit of shame.
Yeah.
He didn't want the girl to know anything. And I could see all that happening. Is Bill describing all this to you? Is he, because I just, I mean, I was trying to get that out of him, but he was like, he didn't want to put any, like, it was, you know, it was you. I mean,
he's doing the Francis We Met type of thing. That's something Francis would do. You could tell Francis he was an amazing golfer, which he clearly was. He would say, I'm not that great. It wasn't really me. It was Eddie, you know?
Yeah.
That's Francis. He's taken a little bit of Francis making this film off on him. That's how invested he is. I mean, this wasn't just let's go make the quintessential golf film ever made. This was let's go make one of the best sports movies ever made. And I think we've reached both. I mean, it's strange when the president handwrites you a letter saying it's his favorite movie he's ever seen. You know, and Bill Clinton says it's the best movie he's ever seen. And Larry King said it was better than Seabiscuit. When stuff like that starts happening, it's no longer just the quintessential golf film.
Yeah.
But as far as Paxton and his directing style, his method was very inclusive. And the biggest thing with Paxton is because he's an actor, you develop something that it's essential when you're working. Trust. Because it's such a vulnerable job. Occupation that I have. I'm out on the line. My head's on the chopping block. So if I don't trust my director, how am I possibly ever going to be open enough to find the emotions he wants? And because we worked together on finding the character from the outset, it was very inclusive and very two people actually doing a role rather than one. So I actually give a lot of the credit back.
You had a great chemistry with Josh.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a scene stealer, and you're the star of the movie, and you guys played off each other so well.
Yeah, he's amazing. Josh is Eddie. That's the thing. Josh is not Josh Flitter. Josh is a hustler. Josh will hustle you out of your shoes and sell them back to you. I mean, that is Josh. I mean, the first thing I said to Josh, I said, Josh, wow, you're amazing. You're so old. You're so intellectual. Are you even old enough to have chest on, you know, to have chest hair? He said, no, but you should see my back. And I knew he was Eddie right away.
Yeah. Well, you blew one out of the park. It was amazing.
Thank you so much.
And the movie's really good.
Thank you.
You know, I knew nothing about the movie going in. I don't watch trailers anymore, and I don't want to look at movie posters. I thought it was a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
I went in there, and I was like, you know, just amazing.
So, yeah. Thank you.